Namaskar, welcome to the latest episode of NDA 10, where we are going to talk about disinvestment today. And to talk about the disinvestment development or the progress we have seen on the front of disinvestment, we have with us Professor Anil Kumar Sood. He is a professor and co-founder at the Institute for Advanced Studies in Complex Choices at Hyderabad. Welcome to the show, Professor Sood.
Thank you, Sishir. It's nice being with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my first question to you, when we talk about disinvestment, what has been the game changer during last 10 years from 2014 to 2024?
I think the biggest difference which we have in the disinvestment strategy or policy during the last decade is that we have used ETFs for disinvestment. We have not made an effort to disinvest through strategic investment. We have basically increased the participation through public markets through ETFs. And I think that's about that's about a lakh of crore which has come through ETF disinvestments. Yeah, it is about 75,000-90,000 to 1 lakh crores. And second component of disinvestment, which is in some sense different, is another 20,000 crore has come from SUTI, which is UTI's restructuring plan, which is again through the public markets. And then, of course, LIC disinvestment we had, then few other disinvestment we had, which was largely through public markets. I think that's the major difference what we're doing currently and what we've done earlier through the strategic disinvestment route.
Okay. Do you think that the disinvestment is not a tool now to achieve a fiscal benefit or to bridge the fiscal deficit? It is not now the key tool earlier what we used to think about that?
That's true. Because currently the disinvestment proceeds are just about 1.5% of the non-debt receipt, which is the last 5 years. Previous 5 years, they had reached about 3%, which is where some of the big disinvestment happened in 2019, 18-19 and 19-20. So that point in time, we had much larger contribution to non-debt receipts for the government of India. But last 5 years, it's just been now 1.5%, which is just about 1,70,000 crores. Importance of disinvestment for fiscal management is relatively low now.
Okay. When we talk about 24-25 interim budget, we did not find the word disinvestment. Rather, we found the miscellaneous receipt. How do you see this change?
I think my current sense is that government probably is now shying away in some sense from using the term itself. Because what we have ready for disinvestment is public sector banks. Then there is obviously a strategic and political issue whether we need to disinvest in public sector bank. And the second big component where disinvestment is possible is the energy sector, which is our oil marketing companies and NTPC, ONGC, all of the energy sector companies. And there the question will be, who are the likely buyers if we want to do strategic investment or disinvestment? And will these large global companies, in most cases, there'll be large global companies, will these large global companies be willing to pay a fair price for the strategic advantage that this whole sector brings to them, right? So my sense is probably government is now going to be looking at, again, using public markets to raise resources rather than talking about disinvestment as a strategic tool for involving private sector participation.
But is it slightly contrary to the new policy, new PSE policies, where we are talking about the strategic and the non-strategic sector, and the government has maintained that they are going to be, most of the non-strategic will be, most of the, even in the strategic sector companies, they will be privatized?
I think that's fair. Now, the question is, what route do we take to privatization? Do we take the private markets, which we sell company to, let's say, an industrial family in India, or a global company operating in the same sector? Or we use public markets, which is listing on the stock exchange and slowly divesting through the stock exchange route or using the ETF route or those Bharat ETF or ETF routes to see that we raise resources, the required resources, and reduce the share of the government in holding, in shareholding. And then at some point in time, they become professionally managed organizations. In PSUs, it's always a tricky question saying when does a PSU become a professionally managed company, which is independent of political influence. Government influence will always be there, but independent of political influence.
Now coming to the final two set of questions. One is that what is the unfinished agenda now? Because we have seen number of companies which are in pipeline for strategic disinvestment. Also, we have seen some of the minority shareholder shareholding to be done because to fulfill what we call it as the minimum public shareholding norm, although the date has been extended for minimum public shareholding. So what is the unfinished agenda at this
I think unfinished agenda is, to me, I think allowing these companies to even raise resources in the public markets. One is government disinvests and raises resources for itself. Two, also encouraging some of these large public sector companies, particularly in energy sector or even in the banking sector, raise fresh equity so they can also grow faster. Which, if the government keeps disinvesting, the unit doesn't get benefited. The unit should also be allowed to raise capital so that they can make one. For example, our energy sector companies can make energy transition, and our PSBs, which is banks and financial institution, can invest in technology and be able to compete. If we allow them to do that, then the value which the government will get, let's say over 10 years or next 15 years, will be much higher than value they will get if these companies and banks are not allowed to raise capital or not able to raise capital. So to me, I think unfinished agenda is how do we balance this? The public sector companies' ability to raise fresh capital for their growth and simultaneously disinvest. Because that's what can become a win-win situation for the government as well as the unit. And consequently, for all of us as a society.
Just one question. If you have to rate the entire disinvestment exercise of the 2 terms of Modi government, what would be your score on the scale of 1 to 5?
I would not rate it very high. Rating is always a very subjective and a tricky process. I think what we saw as promise, let's say this will be somewhere in 2021. And 2022, we in a way are not now living up to that promise. We had budgeted almost 5 lakh crore of disinvestment between 1920 to 21-22, and actual disinvestment which we raised is about less than 1 lakh crore. So if I just look at the performance, I think we've not done well, which is expecting to do nearly 5 lakh crore and we're doing 1 lakh crore. But if I look at the positive side, which is using ETF or public markets to raise resources, it's not been too bad, right? So rating to me will be somewhere close to 3 rather than anything higher than 3 in that sense.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Thank you, Professor Su, for talking to us.
Right. Thank you.